Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Let's begin in James, the book of James, chapter 2. The Lord has instructed me to talk about strength. Strength is, in one way or the other, is on everybody's mind, even whether you realize it or not. Strength. But if you do not understand spiritual things, and if you're a stranger to the covenants of promise, the different kinds of strength and different kinds of weaknesses can make or break you. Particularly if you don't know the difference. Now, we know, let me just come on down there. I'm going to wind up down there anyway, so. Gather up my goods. I just need to get down here where I can talk to you. Now, let's get right down in the basics of strength. We know from Bible study and Bible revelation that you are a spirit. You don't have a spirit, you are a spirit. The human spirit. Now, right already, we're out in no man's land for people that don't know the Bible. Because it just you know, kind of just put it in a sack and shake it all up, and it's just all about spirit, soul, and who knows what. This spirit man, the spirit being, is the real person. This physical body is only temporary. Now, God created all living things, even the grass, James, has to be fed. He has provided food for all living things, but He won't feed you. That's not His job. So, the spirit has to be fed. James, or Matthew 4:4, what Jesus say? Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's spiritual food. So, the spirit person needs to eat good food. Amen. Religious food won't get it. No. Religion I mean, you can be very, very religious and not even be born again. And this spirit man, the inner being, needs to be fed good food. It makes a difference where you go to church. It makes a real difference where you go to church and how you're fed.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. But I don't care how good the pastor is. He can't force feed you. You know, you can sit there and text all morning long, not get a thing. Somebody said, "Did you see that?" "What?" "I didn't see anything." Well, he didn't eat anything. So, spirit food, you feed on the Word of God, and it produces a power strength called faith. Faith. Oh, dear Lord. Faith. The same spiritual force that created all things, especially important to us, that God used His words and His faith to create all matter, all material part of this universe. Amen. That spiritual force. But now think about it, that when you use it, what happens? Well, use your faith, and you're using your faith, and you're using your faith, and you're using your faith. Well, you better feed it. Now, I really fouled up in the early years of this ministry, not understanding that. And the Lord really took me to task for that. I would get on the platform, and the anointing of God would come on me, and while I'm there, in that place of anointing, I would see things in the Spirit we need to be doing.
That's right.
I thought. No, I saw things that needed to be done. I didn't know whether we were supposed to do it or not. And without thinking, I'd say, you know, we're going to do that. Well, now I've said it publicly and I have to do it, and I wasn't even called to do it. And finally, the Lord just set me down one day and He said, "You are mistaking the anointing for strength." He said, "That's not strength, it's power." He said, "Now keep your mouth shut on the platform and wait and pray to see whether I want you to do that or not." Man, I tell you, I was overloading everybody and doing stuff I wasn't even supposed to do because I didn't understand strength. So now there is mental strength, or the strength of the soul. The mind, the will, the emotions, the intellect. Now you're born again and filled with the Spirit of God, speaking with other tongues, like Gloria and me, scriptural illiterates, didn't know one book from the other. Amen. Now I must learn something. I must renew my mind. Jesus said, "Why take ye the thought saying?" He just opened the door for us there. You take a thought by saying it. You have a thought and you don't say it, it'll die unborn. Amen. But now, you cannot grow in spiritual strength, feeding on spiritual candy. Well, you don't do anything. All you ever do is just go to church and sing and kind of dance around and have a great time. Now, I'm not putting that down, but somebody's going to have to give you the sincere miracle of the word that you may grow thereby some way or another. It's got to happen some way. Did you know going to church is not serving God?
Yeah.
That's not serving God. Unless you're doing something at church that serves God.
That's right.
Oh, that's a different thing. Now, it's amazing to me how many times people come to church and just expect the pastor to just do everything. Yeah, uh-huh. Wonder why he did that. Wonder how come he said that. Wonder how come I don't know. Why do you have to? You're not hearing a thing anybody's saying. Some of them, you just get their milk hot and they'll cry, you know. But anyway, I won't go there yet. So we're talking about strength and the things that govern strength. So now you come to this physical body. The same laws and rules apply. It has to be fed correctly. Did it ever dawn on you that God put those food laws in there for a reason?
That's right.
Yeah. Yes,
sir. Not to just, for you to just glaze over and say, well, we're in the New Testament. We can eat anything we want to. Yeah, and it'll kill you in the New Testament just the same as it would in the old. Most people just don't pay attention to it. Just eat whatever passes in front of you. And then no exercise. Now, I have every right in the world to preach this, because God got on me, and you know what my job is. He gets on me, and I get on you. Amen. Brother Copeland, you're stepping on my toes. Well, move your feet. Now, see, these things are spiritual laws, intellectual laws, and physical laws, and they work. Like I said, every living thing requires nourishment. Now, this physical body, here again, this little clock doesn't weigh anything. But if I do this long enough and I don't eat, it'll eventually exhaust me. Just that. If I continue to do little mundane things all the time, all the time. Well, I don't have time to pray. Why don't you have time to pray? I don't know. I just don't have time. It just doesn't work out. I'll be late to work. Well, get up earlier.
That's right.
Huh? Brother Copeland, I hold to that 127th Psalm. It is vain for me to rise up early and stay. No, hey, finish the verse. Eating the bread of sorrows. That's the same word translated grief. Toiling. Worrying about money. Worrying about why? Because you don't have any financial strength. Now, what did God say to Joshua? Meditate in my word day and night. You will observe, you will see how to do what's written therein, and you will make your way prosperous. The Classic Amplified said, you will deal wisely in the affairs of life. If you're dealing wisely in the affairs of life, you don't make anywhere near as many mistakes and foul stuff up that somebody has to fix. Right. Amen. Say, well, what am I going to do now? Just relax and enter into His rest. What do you need when your strength is low? It needs some rest. Yes. Young man that was with us years ago, one of the funniest men I ever knew in my life, and one of the finest musicians I ever knew in my life. Oh, this guy was a master on the guitar. And he was just more than funny. I mean, it just hurt you. This guy was so funny. And we went overseas and we're going through customs. Well, he's got his guitar case, and they opened up his guitar case and it was full of Twinkies. And they said, what are you doing with Twinkies? He said, I thought you probably didn't have any over here, so I brought mine. Oh, guitar case full of Twinkies. Now, if you're living on mental Twinkies,
come on.
Spend very little time in the Word. A lot of time, I'm working on my mind. What are you doing? I'm doing crossword puzzles. I don't think I need to say any more about that, but but you can see where I'm going with this. The mental strength that comes. So what are we talking about? The intellect, the mind, the soul of man. I'm talking about real soul food here, okay? Bible soul food. The mind, the will, and the emotions. The feeding of the mind intellectually, feeding on the Word, spending time, not just reading all of it you can. Take some time and meditate on it. Spend some personal time with the Lord Jesus. And as you do, meditate on what He has said there, like He told Joshua. And what are you saying here to me? Let's talk about this a while. And just visit with Him about this. Show me how to do this. Maybe you don't know how to study. If you learned how to study in school, you probably don't know how to study the Word of God. And if you bummed your way through school and just got by, you don't know how to study at all. Ask me how I know. So I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, teach me how to study. And I thought maybe this might take a while, but I just seemed like just in a few days I was just overboard in it, just feeding on it. Wound up with a whole stack of Bibles on my desk. Well, don't you got them all in your phone? I know they're in my phone, but there's something about looking in those Bibles and turning to the different references and digging it out for yourself.
Yes.
Amen.
I do use
my phone as a concordance. I've got the big concordance. And sometimes I just have to go back to that big Young's analytical concordance and satisfy myself that this phone knew what he was talking about. And just start, just take a little straight edge and just start coming down those verses and all those verses about this one subject. And you, oh, yeah. Now, I wonder how the New Living said that. And then you go over there. And then you've got the Names of God Bible. And just marvelous. What are you doing? I'm feeding my spirit and renewing my mind. What does intellectual food of the Word of God, what does it produce? Willpower.
Amen.
Don't mistake that. The power of the will is amazing. Just absolutely amazing. And let me demonstrate it to you. I am going to go to James chapter 1 here, I think, some of these days. But look in the 20th chapter of John's Gospel. Verse 24. Thomas, one of the 12 called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, "We've seen the Lord." But he said unto them, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now that was an act of his will. An act of his will. And he got him in trouble. Jesus straightened him out. He said to Thomas, "Reach here your finger and behold my hands. Reach here your hand, thrust it into my side, and be not faithless." Say faithless.
Faithless.
Now see what happens to the will when there's no faith? It'll get you in trouble. I will not. I will too. But believing, Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord, my God." Jesus said unto him, "Thomas, because you've seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed." So we're talking about will power.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes.
Everyday life seems to constantly ask for more from you. Demands piling up for more time, more energy, more money, more, more, more. If you're left feeling drained and overwhelmed, not wanting to take one more step, how do you keep going? God says He's given you everything you need for life and godliness. It's time to stir up what's already inside of you. In Kenneth Copeland's book, Stir Yourself Up, 8 Steps Out of Spiritual Drought, you'll learn what it means to stir up the gift of faith inside of you, just as Paul instructed Timothy in 2 Timothy. God says He gives every believer the measure of faith. It's up to you what you'll do with it. Learn how to stir it up and use it to move the mountains in your life. Develop your spiritual strength to release God's love, joy, power, and more that's already inside of you. Become a wellspring of life. Activate the gift inside you to live the life God has for you.
Request your free book by Kenneth Copeland, Stir Yourself Up, 8 Steps Out of Spiritual Drought.
Go to kcm.org/victoryoffer or call 877-615-4267. Reactivate your faith. Stir yourself up on the inside to live the life God has planned for you. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Our product this week is a book by Brother Copeland called Stir Yourself Up, 8 Steps Out of Spiritual Drought. Now, this is a must read because you can get so busy with life just doing things. And of course, some of the things are good. It could be things for your family, for your church, even your ministry. But if you're not watchful, you can find yourself being overextended, running around on empty. Now, of course, you know without a doubt where your source of life and victory come from, but still you find yourself overwhelmed sometimes. You get worn out. So how do you turn it around? Well, you stir up the gift that's in you, and this book will help pull you out of spiritual drought and show you how to stir yourself up and stay stirred up in God. And right now, we live in times when it is especially important to know what God has put in you, that grace deposit that's been made in your spirit, and how to draw it out by faith, those spiritual forces of love and joy and peace and faith. So make your turnaround today. Get your free copy on kcm.org and stir up the power of God that is in you. Amen? Now listen, while you're on KCM's website, you can also find out when they will be having their meetings this year. The first one is the Branson Victory Campaign, April 8th through the 10th. And I encourage you, set aside these 3 days in April to immerse yourself in the presence of God. Hear the preaching of the Word of God. And this is a great way for you to build your faith, increase your spiritual strength, praise God. Now, if you've never been to a KCM event, or maybe it's been a while since you've attended one, I encourage you, come. Experience the presence of God for yourself. Find out what it's like to be totally immersed in this atmosphere. There is just something about it. There's something about being in a spirit-charged atmosphere of faith with other people around you believing God, immersed in the Word of God, and the spirit of unity and the truth of God's Word, manifestations of His power in your presence. It's an awesome thing. It's a place to receive answers. And KCM's events, like the Branson Victory Campaign, they're free to attend. So register today and so that we can look forward to seeing you there. Go to kcm.org for all the information about this meeting and anything else going on here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Thanks so much for tuning in today, everybody. We look forward to seeing you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org/victoryoffer to receive free faith-based teaching resources, such as a copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Request it on DVD, CD, or download it straight to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. Be led by the Holy Spirit, rise up in faith and boldness, and live in the power of God.